Although the Ebola virus outbreak in West Africa is now getting world attention, diseases spread by mosquitoes like malaria and dengue fever have claimed far more lives. There are several new wearable mosquito repellents on the market these days, including one called Kite Patch. It's a small sticker you put on your clothes that basically lets people hide in plain sight from mosquitoes. Molly Schmidt is vice president at iECrowd, the company developing Kite Patch. And Molly, tell us how this works.
Well, we're hoping that Kite Patch serves essentially as an invisibility cloak. That is, it's blocking the ability of mosquitoes to detect carbon dioxide, which we breathe and exhale, and mosquitoes find that and zero in and come towards us as a result. So the Kite Patch emits odors that actually block the ability of mosquitoes to detect the carbon dioxide.
So if we have this Kite Patch on our clothing somewhere, it gives off some scent that basically means the mosquitoes can no longer smell the carbon dioxide we're exhaling.
That's right. These additional compounds will make the mosquito say, I thought I saw something, but I don't anymore, and just turn and go a different way.
What kind of compounds are you using in Kite Patch? In fact, I think I read that one of them smelled bad and you had to find a way to make it smell better for people to want to wear it.
We do. So this is part of the fun part. Some of the molecules, many of the molecules that we're testing are flavors and fragrances. And sometimes the mixtures of compounds are quite unanticipated and quite interesting. So we're all learning quite a bit about fragrances and using some of the expertise of others who know a lot about fragrances to help us out.
Molly, there are already ways to try to repel mosquitoes of varying levels of effectiveness. There's DEET, the chemical we can put on our skin. There's netting. What are their drawbacks and why the need for an alternative?
DEET has, as a chemical, blocks some of the neural muscular transmissions that are necessary and is thought to, in some people at least, cause some type of neuromuscular problem. So there are safety challenges sufficient that both Health Canada and the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend limiting use in children. And netting, also, it's a physical barrier. It's very effective, especially treated nets. But the chemicals wear out, and also the mosquitoes become resistant.
Any chance that there are also side effects to this patch you're developing?
Well, that's a big part of what we're testing. And the responsibility is on us as a company to assure not only that these products are effective, but also that they're very safe. And we'll be working with the Environmental Protection Agency in the U.S., as well as regulatory agencies worldwide, to make sure that we've proven that in a satisfactory way.
Molly, this sounds like something that if it were to go for commercial sale, many people would be interested in, even backyard picnickers who want to not be pestered by mosquitoes. How long before it might be for sale commercially, and how much would it cost?
The cost especially is something that we are working exceptionally hard with every decision about what goes into this. We're trying to keep the cost down because we really are strongly motivated to do good, do well, and make sure that these are available and able to be available around the world. And in terms of when, we're working as hard as we can to keep these moving forward and get them out to the public as soon as possible.
Molly Schmidt is Vice President for Life and Health Technologies at iECrowd, the maker of Kite Patch, which is a sticker that goes on your clothes to repel mosquitoes. Molly, thanks for talking with us about this.
And Sasha, thank you. It's been fun.